Hello, I guess. I'm new here, if you can't tell. My name is Rosie, and I decided to do some of the questions that are here. The first question asks me to tell you all a little bit about me. So, I am from the United States. My name is Rosie. I'm 19. Well, actually, I'm still 18, but I'll be turning 19 soon. Random hobbies. I like to play the flute. I like to read. I really enjoy dancing, actually. Lately, my friend introduced me to painting, and I like watercolors. I'm still in school. Job? I have a little one, you know, fast food. Pick a name for myself. Well, I already introduced myself as Rosie, so I guess I'll stick with that. The next question is, what made you decide to start recording? That's a pretty interesting question. I think that, it comes down to I've always really liked reading aloud and acting. That's another one of my hobbies. I like theater. And I like the emotion that words can bring out. And I like expressing that emotion. So I guess that's why I started recording. And I just kind of stumbled upon this on 4chan. The third one, what kind of recordings do you see myself doing? I could do singing if anyone's interested, but my voice isn't that great. I guess I could do pillow talk. Challenges? I don't know what those are, but I guess I could. Are they like tongue twisters? I don't know about, masturbating yet on audio. I've never done that. I could definitely read a script. I think that'd be awesome. Shakespeare's my favorite. Improv, I guess. Novellas. Poetry. All sound really lovely, too. If anyone has anything in particular they'd like me to read, I'd do that. The fourth question asks, what features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you and the people you are interested in? Well, I suppose interested in means like in a romantic sense, I suppose. A sense of humor is great. Passion, a drive to, I don't know, accomplish something, like hobbies. I have a crush right now. Sounds so silly, but I do. And they're in my theater group with me, and they're just so funny and really charismatic. They're very outgoing, which is kind of the opposite of me. Besides humors, reading's always good. I guess eventually you have to have the whole, you know, politics talk, like, or are moral values conflicting with one another? So, I like nice people. I like people who believe in kindness. it's a little naive, but, you know, I think that it's really important to be kind. Five, what do I think is my most attractive quality? I'm not really sure. I guess physical. I think I've always liked my eyes. They're kind of unique. And I think my personality is really strong. I've always been, pretty independent. You could say that. I can also be a little bubbly or shy. I guess it depends on who I'm with. Do I have a favorite book? Ooh, definitely. My favorite book right now is Feed by M.T. Anderson. It's kind of like a technological dystopia. They have to, you know, the main characters. It's interesting in the linguistic sense, kind of like Clockwork Orange, in which the dystopia, the society that's created during that time period has evolved in the way of slang and vernacular that they use. So you kind of have, on a surface level, you have to decode certain words that the author created. I think that's really interesting. But then it also delves into the theme of, you know, human-computer relationships. And also biotechnology, and then also the social implications of being permanently hardwired into a system. Really good, I recommend it. Movie, I think, have to be Arrival right now. It was really, really fantastic when I first saw it, and I've seen it several times since then. I really love the whole concept of circular time, and then the whole figuring out communication, I like that too. I also like, you know, period dramas, which are not romantic comedies, like they might suggest, but more of a historical context, like Jane Austen, or Jane Eyre, or, you know, classics like that. I always like the staging, because I love costumes. I'm trying to get into sewing. Music, it's hard to pick one song. There are so many. 7, tell us your idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect date. Well, I think they can be one and the same. It just changes who I'm with. I'd really like to go to the museum. There's a new exhibit right now in one of the museums near me, well, in a city nearby. But I've always wanted to go see it. I really love animals, so the aquarium is always wonderful to go with, except I take too long, so you might have to rush me through the exhibits. I don't like the zoo, though, except the reptile house. That's always fun. Maybe if we go ice skating, or watch a movie, maybe an adventure, an amusement park? I'm not really sure, as long as we're doing something together, and it's something that we both enjoy. Oh, I really like history museums too, nerdy as I am. Question 8 says, what are 5 things you want to do before you die? The first one is, I want to travel to another country. I've never been outside of the United States before. 2, I want to help my parents. I don't know how, but I want to repay them for the kindness they've showed me. 3, I think I've always wanted to go, like, scuba diving. It seems really cool. 4, I guess, is the number I'm up to. I've always wanted to hike the Appalachian Trail. When I was little, I read a book about it, and, this summer I went to some of the points throughout the journey from Maine to down to Tennessee and then a little bit in Pennsylvania and, you know, places along there. I think it'd be lovely to do that. And I guess 5, I want to graduate college. 9 asks, if I won $10 million, what would I do with the money? Well, I'd definitely pay off all the debt I have right now. I'd help my parents out financially and my godparents too. I think I'd invest in something, maybe. I'd definitely treat myself out to a night in the city. I've always wanted to go to a fancy restaurant and, you know, dress up and then go dancing, and, you know, you see the ladies in their ball gowns and their opera gloves, and the men in their tuxedos and their hats and their canes. We'll always love that. If I also got $10 million, I'd probably donate it to a lot of the charities that I volunteer with. I don't know. That's a lot of money. I'd probably save it. 10. What would be a relationship deal breaker for me? Well, possessiveness outside of the bedroom. Sorry, that was a little out there, but controlling, you know, behaviors, they can be a red flag for a future abusive relationship. someone who doesn't respect my boundaries or my personhood, someone who's like racist or sexist or violent, if my family doesn't like them, I think, well, it depends on which family members, but that might be a deal breaker. Cheating, that's always a deal breaker. I don't know what else. Like personality clashes. But then again, I don't know why I'd get in a relationship with them if, you know, they've... Oh, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. Well, if you listen this long, thank you very much. I guess I'd like to join this community. If you have any more questions for me or suggestions for what I should do or, like, helpful tips to help me, you know, get, dip my toe into this, I guess you can reply to me on the thread that I'll post this in, I suppose. But thank you for having me.